This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're really getting into something that I know causes a lot of headaches in the B2B world. It's this weird paradox with SEO investment. You know, you spend the time, the money, you create all this content, you publish it, check the analytics, traffic looks good, but then you look at sales and nothing. Or maybe worse, the leads you do get are just completely unqualified. All that traffic, zero real impact on revenue. Sound familiar? We've gathered a good amount of research on why this happens and, more importantly, how to fix it. We're doing a deep dive today into B2B SEO sales funnel mapping. Think of it as the strategic playbook to turn that traffic into a predictable stream of actual clients.
Yeah, that frustration is completely, totally understandable. And honestly, it usually boils down to one single critical problem. It's a fundamental misalignment. The keywords you target just don't match where your prospect actually is in their decision-making process. B2B buying, I mean, it's not simple, right? We've got long sales cycles, lots of people involved, tons of research. If your SEO doesn't map to that whole journey,
then you're just shouting into the void, basically.
Pretty much. Your content budget just becomes noise. So our mission today is really clear. We want to walk you through this mapping framework. It's very data-driven. By the end of this, you should have a much better handle on how to generate that steady flow of qualified clients just by making sure every single piece of content serves a purpose in that journey.
You know, I think that misalignment you mentioned, that's really where generic SEO advice falls apart for B2B. Mm. Like in B2C, someone searching cheap running shoes is probably ready to click buy.
Right.
But in B2B, if someone searches, say, challenges with data security, they could be 6, maybe even 12 months away from signing anything. You need a different approach.
Absolutely. And the research really backs us up. The common mistake we see is businesses doing one of two things. Either they chase these huge, broad terms just for the traffic volume vanity metrics, really, that never convert.
Terms that, like, major news outlets rank for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or they do the opposite. They only focus on those bottom of funnel buy now keywords, and they completely ignore that whole crucial research phase where trust is built.
So if you only target get a quote, you're missing everyone who isn't ready for a quote yet.
Precisely. You're basically waiting until the last possible second to jump in. But think about it if you haven't been there earlier. You know, establishing your authority, guiding their research, helping them understand the problem. Why would they even include you on their shortlist when they are finally ready? You haven't built any relationship. That's why this staged approach is so critical.
Okay, got it. So the goal isn't just random rankings. It's about designing this smooth content journey, one that attracts people, keeps them engaged, and then eventually converts them, moving away from just hoping something sticks to the really intentional path of the prospect.
Yes.
And the data we looked at seems to suggest that when you get this right, it's not just about better leads. Google actually likes this user-focused approach too. It helps rankings overall.
That's right. There was one interesting insight in the material about that. Optimizing content for user intent across the entire funnel. It actually led to pretty significant jumps in performance for long tail keywords, and it boosted the site's overall authority in Google's eyes. So yeah, it's kind of a win-win.
Okay, cool. Let's break down this journey then. The three main stages. We start at the top, right? The widest part. Stage one, awareness. You called them the problem seekers.
Perfect way to put it. Yeah, the problem seekers. These are folks who are just starting to realize they have some kind of challenge. They're feeling a pain point. Maybe things are inefficient. Costs are too high. There are security worries, but they haven't really put a name to the problem yet, let alone figured out what the solution might be. They're kind of in that initial what's going on here self-diagnosis phase.
So their mindset is purely educational. They're probably asking questions about symptoms they're seeing inside their own company.
Exactly.
What does that mean for keywords then? What should we target?
Okay, so here, the focus has to be broad. It's diagnostic, problem-based. Think keywords framed as how-to, or why is my team experiencing X, or those basic what-is type questions about industry pain points. You want your content to show up right when they're first trying to articulate that pain, often before they even know there's a specific product or service category that could fix it.
Can you give some solid examples? Let's say you sell project management software.
Good one. Okay, so they're not searching for your brand name yet. Definitely not. They're searching for things like signs of inefficient project management. Mm. Or maybe how to improve employee retention, if that's a related pain point. Or even something specific like, why is our data migration project always behind schedule?
Gotcha. The search term reflects the problem, not the solution category.
Exactly. And the content you create needs to be the answer to that problem-focused query, not a sales pitch for your software. Not yet.
Okay, but here's a question that always comes up. If you target these broad, often high-volume terms, like challenges with data security, aren't you just going head-to-head with huge publications, massive websites with way more authority?
Mm-hmm.
How does a niche B2B company even stand a chance of ranking there?
That's a really critical point. And the answer is, you're usually not trying to rank for the absolute most competitive head term. You focus on the longer tail versions, the more specific problem queries that the big general sites often ignore. But more importantly, remember the goal here. It's not immediate conversion. It's about establishing your company as the knowledgeable, trustworthy source first. I actually worked with a client. They were super frustrated. They'd been hammering away at high intent, bottom funnel keywords for like 2 years. Zero traction.
Ouch.
Yeah. So we shifted strategy. They dedicated resources to creating about 50 really in-depth educational guides targeting those awareness stage problem-based queries. Within 6 months, maybe a bit more, they saw metrics like repeat visitors and time on site go way up. But here's the interesting part.
Okay.
Their rankings for the competitive mid-funnel and bottom-funnel terms, the ones they couldn't rank for before, actually started improving significantly.
Really? Okay.
Because Google started seeing their whole domain as more authoritative. It recognized the depth of their expertise from all that top-of-funnel content. It's like that educational content acts as trust fuel for your entire site.
Ah, okay. So it reframes the purpose of that top-level content completely. It's not about the immediate sale at all.
Not at all. It's about providing genuine value, insight, often non-gated, just pure education.
So content types here would be things like
detailed blog posts, comprehensive guides, maybe original research reports if you can swing it, checklists, things that educate without pushing your product. This is the foundation. You're building trust that pays off later.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so they read your guide, they realize, aha, my problem is inefficient project management, and it's costing us serious money.
Yeah.
Their mindset shifts.
Right.
And that brings us to stage two, the consideration stage, the solution explorers.
Exactly. And this stage, it's arguably the most critical and complex in B2B. Now, the prospect understands the problem. They've named it. And they are actively looking for potential solutions. They're comparing different approaches, different vendors.
And probably comparing notes with colleagues, too, right?
Yeah.
B2B decisions usually involve a team.
That's a key factor, that multi-stakeholder reality. The person researching technical specifications might be totally different from the person focused on ROI calculations or implementation timelines.
So the keywords have to reflect that diversity of needs within the buying committee.
Precisely. Your keyword focus needs to capture that varied intent. We're talking solution-oriented terms now. Comparison keywords are huge here. Feature-related searches, things like best X software for Y industry, or queries about specific pricing models, or maybe comparing different service types. They're getting closer to buying, but they still need convincing.
Okay, examples for this stage. Sticking with the project management software.
All right, so instead of just project management challenges, they might search for top project management tools for marketing agencies, or maybe Asana versus Monday comparison, or they might look into specific features like project management software with time tracking integration, or even comparing delivery models like cloud versus on-premise project software pros and cons. They're evaluating options. They want differentiators.
So the goal shifts. It's no longer just about educating on the problem. It's about inserting yourself into that comparison conversation.
Yeah.
Showing why your solution is a good fit.
Yes, exactly. Your content strategy has to evolve. It stops being purely generic education about the problem space. Now it needs to start showcasing your specific approach, your methodology, your solution as ideally the superior choice for their specific situation.
So what kind of content works best here?
This is where you need strong solution pages on your website, detailed white papers that dive into the technical aspects or the ROI case. Comparison guides are really powerful here, ones that honestly compare options but naturally highlight your strengths.
Sure.
And crucially, case studies, real-world proof that you can solve that problem.
Yeah, that makes sense. If they're searching for best CRM for small business and we provide a guide comparing the top three, including ours, laying out pros and cons. That feels trustworthy, even if we obviously favor our own product slightly.
Correct. It builds huge credibility. You have to demonstrate deep expertise, not just in your product, but in their problem space. If they're comparing vendors, they want to know you understand their industry's unique challenges or compliance needs. Generic feature lists won't cut it here. You need that tailored, nuanced content.
Perfect. So they've diagnosed the problem, awareness, they've explored and compared solutions, consideration. They've probably narrowed it down to just a couple options. That leads us to the final moment, the sharp end of the funnel, stage three, the decision stage, the ready to buy prospects.
This is it, the high intent goldmine. And if you've done the first two stages right, you should absolutely be one of the maybe two or three vendors they're seriously considering now. The objective here is pretty straightforward. Remove any final barriers, provide the specific assurances they need to choose you, and sign on the dotted line.
And the keywords reflect that final intent, right? They're super specific now.
Absolutely. Hyper specific. This is where branded searches come in, strong people searching for your company name directly, plus specific solution names combined with buying modifiers. Think terms like reviews, pricing, cost, free trial, demo, consultation, contact us, even location specific terms if that's relevant, like B2B Marketing Agency London.
Examples.
So things like your company name reviews, or maybe get a quote for enterprise cybersecurity service or hire service type consultant. One really important technical point here. You absolutely must avoid keyword cannibalization at this stage, meaning you don't want two different pages on your own website competing for the exact same high intent keyword. If someone searches Acme Project Software Pricing, they need to land squarely on your official pricing page.
Not a blog post that happens to mention pricing.
Exactly. Needs to be the definitive page designed for that final conversion action.
Okay, so the content strategy here is purely transactional, basically.
Yeah.
All about the call to action.
That's the focus. Conversion efficiency. Think really well optimized service pages. Crystal clear pricing pages. No ambiguity. A strong library of testimonials or customer logos. Contact forms that are simple and work flawlessly. Dedicated landing pages for demo requests or free trial signups. This is where your SEO efforts hand off a warm, qualified lead directly to your sales team.
Right. This whole systematic mapping.
Yeah.
It definitely feels like more structured effort than just, you know, writing blog posts and hoping for the best.
It is.
So let's connect it back to the bottom line. Why should a busy B2B company invest this level of detailed effort? What's the real practical ROI here?
The ROI is predictability. And in B2B sales and marketing, predictability is maybe the most valuable thing you can have. This strategy directly tackles two massive pain points. Number one, wasted marketing spend. And number two, wildly unpredictable lead quality. When you map your content and keywords this way, you start ensuring that your SEO efforts generate qualified inbound leads. Not just traffic, not tire kickers, people who actually fit your ideal customer profile.
And you can actually track that.
Absolutely. You can connect it directly to metrics. For that awareness stage content, you're not tracking leads, maybe MQLs, marketing qualified leads. You track things like time on page, repeat visits, maybe social shares, engagement metrics.
Okay.
For consideration stage content, the white papers, the webinars, the comparison guides, that's where you start tracking MQLs, people downloading gated assets.
Right, they've raised their hand.
Exactly. And then for decision stage content, the demo requests, the contact forms, the pricing page visits, is where you track your SQLs, your sales qualified leads, and ultimately sales velocity and closed deals.
So you can see exactly which content, which part of the funnel is actually driving revenue.
That's the power of the map. And because these leads come in warmer, better informed, the whole sales cycle often shortens quite dramatically. Think about it. A lead comes in from a decision stage page. They've likely already consumed your awareness and consideration content. They understand the problem. They understand your solution's value.
They're pre-sold, essentially.
Pretty much. Your sales team can often skip a lot of the initial qualification and education steps and jump right into discussing specifics, pricing, implementation. That improves your win rate and lowers your cost per acquisition. It's huge.
So the ultimate goal isn't just traffic. It's not even just leads. It's building this predictable, efficient engine that feeds directly into sales with qualified opportunities.
Precisely. Moving away from guesswork and towards a system. Real leads, real revenue, all backed by data you can track at every single stage.
That really does transform SEO, doesn't it? From this kind of mysterious black box into a scalable, measurable growth engine.
Mm-hmm.
So the core insight, really, for B2B success, you have to align your content with these three distinct stages: awareness, consideration, decision. Be the guide for your prospect, not just another vendor shouting at them.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And maybe just a final thought for everyone listening to mull over this week. Take a hard look at your current content. Audit what you've published, say, in the last quarter. Ask yourself honestly, are you really creating that foundational educational content designed to draw in those problem seekers, the ones who don't even know they need you yet? Because that front-end investment, establishing that authority and trust before they're looking for solutions, our sources suggest that is the single biggest factor that enables you to eventually compete for and win those high-value bottom-of-funnel keywords. Don't skip the diagnosis phase. Build the foundation.
Find the problem seekers, guide the solution explorers, and be there to capture the ready to buy. That sounds like the map for predictable B2B growth through SEO. Great stuff. Thanks for breaking that down. We'll catch you next time for the next deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.